This goes to Dr. M. Bimbola. A, M like Mary, B like boy, I, M like Mary, B like boy, O, L, A. Fax is 989-583-1914. Regarding Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E, Smith. Date of birth 10-4-1943. Dear Dr. Abimbola, this is a follow-up visit with Mr. Smith with diabetic nephropathy, microalbuminuria, and hypertension. His last visit was September 20th of 2022. His weight is stable, and he states he's been feeling well since his last visit. He has had several medication changes. Metoprolol was discontinued, and his Norvasc 5 milligram daily was changed to 10 milligram daily. He was started on lisinopril 2.5 milligram daily, Celexa 10 milligram daily. And he was his Tricor was discontinued since his last visit. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication symptoms. Physical exam. Weight is 172 pounds. Pulse is 51. Blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff 140 over 70. Neck, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 16th of 2023, and creatinine is stable at 1.0. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium 8.6, electrolytes are normal. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 881. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.4. And the last hemoglobin I have was from June of 2022, 11.7. with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, diabetic nephropathy with improved creatinine level. Two, proteinuria, now currently at the gross protein urea range. And three, hypertension, currently within range. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. He will avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And he will have a follow-up visit in this practice within the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.